I'm sure most people, if I say Ubuntu Baba, then people will know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a baby carrier, which was developed by Shannon McLachlan and which she was using to make a brand name for herself, and she was giving employment to people, and then it was copied by Woolworths. And that fact is not in dispute anymore. It was copied, and then there was plenty of behind-the-scenes chatting, and then there was an agreement which involved some financial compensation, which is secret, and the unsold Ubuntu Baba carriers being handed to community organizations and so on. But one of the questions that Shannon McLachlan, the founder of the Ubuntu Baba Baby Center, was asked directly a lot, and whenever she was interviewed or anybody was interviewed about this on radio, sure as nuts is nuts, somebody was going to say, Shannon, why didn't you have a patent to protect? Good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm all right. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
So, I mean, there's a very interesting post which you now have up on your blog, which looks at the various categories of intellectual property protection which are available in South Africa and which are appropriate for various levels and kinds of businesses. It's very helpful information, I think, to small businesses who might be wrestling with what they can and should do.
Yes, absolutely. When I first contacted my attorneys, this was something that I had no idea about, you know, all my different rights and why I should protect my intellectual property. So straight off the bat, we were discussing, you know, that if we're going to go social media route with this, what is our reasoning for it? What is the outcomes we want? And one of them was to educate small businesses in South Africa on the ways that you can protect your intellectual property. So they were very kind to work with me on that post over the last few days, and just to, you know, give a bit of a basic understanding to the public about it.
Well, let's go through some of the issues. You couldn't have patented your Ubuntu Baba baby carrier. That protection was not available to you.
Yeah, so the way my attorney explained it to me was, he said, you know, if you had developed some sort of special fabric that, you know, when you pour water on it, it doesn't get wet, you can patent that technology, but you can't patent the design of the baby carrier. You would need to register that design. And in South Africa, the law says you need to do it before it goes to market, but there is also a six-month window after it's gone to market. So in terms of all the ways I could have protected myself, that would have been the best way. But because I'm now 4 years down the line, unfortunately, that ship has sailed, you know. He explained it, and he said if I were to change the design and change certain elements to a specific degree, then we could go to the offices and say, look, here we are, we've got a new design, and it's an improved design, and we could register that. But the original design that I have, that's one I can't really protect, that as far as I can understand.
What's your understanding then of the length of time that you have to register a design for the protection that that registration gives you?
Oh, how long it's protected for?
No, I mean, if somebody listening now goes, oops, I must register my design. I've listened to Shannon talking to John, and they, you know, a year ago, how long do you have between coming up with the design and having to register it in order for the design to be protected? Was that clear to you?
If it's been in the market for 6 months.
It's
public, after 6 months, then you can't do it anymore.
Okay, so you do have to act fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And what level of protection does the registering the design give you?
Well, I think, you know, every single copyright law that there is, whether it's the patent or the trademark or registering the design, they've all got their loopholes, you know. It just depends on how the person copying decides to copy, how far they choose to push it. I think, as far as I can, you know, from this whole experience, it sounds like intellectual property law and protection is really, it's mostly a deterrent. There is, obviously, it stands up, but there are quite a few loopholes. So I don't really know how to answer that. I think an attorney would better be able to answer that. It also depends on the product, I suppose.
And then trademarking is something that you also go into. You had stage one and stage two, but those are not distinctive enough, you found out, ever to be registered as a trademark.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea behind that was that you get your mom buys a stage one carrier and it creates that relationship with her and her baby, and then she goes on, when the baby grows out of that one, she'd buy a stage two. So that's where the naming convention came from. But in terms of protecting that name, it's basically impossible because, you know, you can have stage one in a race, you can have stage one in a baby formula, so you can't register it in that category or trademark it in that category. So if I had to go back, you know, if I had to have chosen a more distinctive name, I could have trademarked it. So there wouldn't have been so many doors open. You know, this design is unregistered. It hasn't got a trademark on the name. So I think if I had both those things, it would have been less easy to do, you know, what happened.
The site to go to, because there's plenty more in Shannon's post, which I found very, I don't have a business, I'm not planning on having one, but as I was reading through this, I was thinking how incredibly useful this would be for somebody who is in the process of coming up with products and putting them into the market to have this information available. It's shannonmarymack.co.za, and there you'll find lots more of this interesting stuff. Shannon, thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you, John.
Shannon McLachlan of the Ubuntu Baba Baby Center. Having a little bit of trouble with that one. I'm not quite sure why. Shannon, Mary, Mac, all one word. And the Mac is just the M-A-C.